Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Anisha Bedi, special correspondent at the Print, and today I'll talk about how the latest spike in COVID cases in Delhi has led to the government here announcing a weekend lockdown along with a host of other restrictions over the next fortnight. While a night curfew is already in place for 7 hours in Delhi, the weekend lockdown has brought about some more restrictions for people residing here.
With Delhi having reported over 30,000 coronavirus cases over the past 2 days, the Aam Aadmi Party-led Delhi government has decided that the city-state will be under a lockdown this weekend from 10 p.m. on Friday, that is April 16th, to 5 a.m. on Monday, that is April 19th.
The announcement was made by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal during a digital address on Thursday afternoon. In fact, as per the latest figures, one in every fifth person in the national capital is COVID positive. Now, these measures come as Delhi is witnessing soaring case tallies daily. According to the Chief Minister, the national capital, in fact, is currently reeling under not the second, but rather the fourth wave of COVID-19. To help our listeners understand this better, I will break it down for you in this podcast. But before I do that, let's take a look at the numbers to understand the gravity of the crisis this time. Delhi on Thursday reported 16,699 cases and 121 deaths, while it reported over 17,000 cases and 104 deaths a day prior to this. The daily numbers come in a sharp contrast to the highest spike of over 8,500 cases back in November last year, when Delhi actually witnessed its peak surge in terms of COVID-19 cases. In fact, the number of deaths have also seen a sudden rise in the past 2 days. To further break it down, Delhi has gone from reporting just 992 cases daily on March 30th to 17,000 cases in a day in just a span of 15 days. Similarly, in terms of deaths, the capital recorded 4 COVID deaths on March 30th as opposed to 121 deaths last evening. In fact, it has also left behind Maharashtra capital Mumbai in terms of the daily COVID numbers. Mumbai, as we know, went into lockdown earlier this week on Wednesday night. Perhaps this also explains, as a government official said, a lockdown-like situation was inevitable in Delhi. Moving on to the weekend lockdown in the national capital, only essential services will be allowed to operate, along with public transport like DTC buses and the metro restricted to them as well. The government, however, clarified that there will be no restriction on interstate and intrastate travel of goods and essential service providers over the weekend, and that no special permission or e-pass will be required for them, and a valid iCard will do. However, people coming or going to the airport, railway station or bus depot will be allowed to go as long as they're able to produce valid tickets. However, those stepping out of their homes for COVID-19 vaccination would require e-passes over the weekend as well. The district magistrates for the area will be responsible for issuing these e-passes, the government order stated. Now for the restrictions that will come into effect starting the weekend until April 30th, an order issued by the Delhi Disaster Management Authority stated that this will include closure of shopping malls, gyms, spas, auditoriums, as well as entertainment parks. Cinema halls, on the other hand, will be allowed to operate with a 30% capacity. In-dining has been barred at restaurants, but eateries have been allowed takeaway or home delivery services. Arvind Kejriwal, during the address on Thursday, also clarified that only one weekly market per zone per week will be allowed to operate till April 30th. Meanwhile, he also promised to ensure the availability of hospital beds in the national capital. There have been several accounts of people's inability to find COVID beds in Delhi in the last few days. Officials who attended the meeting where the weekend lockdown was decided upon told the Print that the government also plans to take steps to make drugs available to the public and crack down on hoarders. More COVID care centres will come up in the near future in Delhi in order to decrease dependence on hospitals, they added. Interestingly, just earlier this week, Kejriwal said lockdowns are no solution to slowing the spread of coronavirus cases, adding that one would be imposed in Delhi only if the hospital system collapses. On the other hand, Lieutenant Governor Anil Baijal is expected to review the enforcement of COVID restrictions with Delhi police, divisional commissioners and MCD commissioners on Friday. That's all I have for you for now. This is Anisha Bedi, special correspondent at The Print, bringing you the broadcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode. Until then, stay safe.